Looking at the bobbing head of the mighty Don Lash, Louis felt intimidated. For several strides, he hesitated. Then he saw the last curve ahead, and the sight slapped him awake. He opened up as fast as he could go. Banking around the turn, Louis drew alongside Lash just as Lash shifted right to pass Deckard. Louis was carried three wide, losing precious ground. Leaving Deckard behind, Louis and Lash ran side by side into the home stretch. With 100 yards to go, Louis held a slight lead. Lash, fighting furiously, stuck with him. Neither man had any more speed to give. Louis could see that he was maybe a hand's width ahead, and he wouldn't let it go. With heads thrown back, legs pumping out of sync, Louis and Lash dove for the tape. With just a few yards remaining, Lash began inching up, drawing even. The two runners, legs rubbery with exhaustion, flung themselves past the judges in a finish so close, Louis later said, "You couldn't put a hair between us." The announcer's voice echoed across the living room in torrents. "Zamperini," he said, "had won." Standing in the kitchen, Louise heard the crowd in the next room suddenly shout. Outside, car horns honked, the front door swung open, and neighbors gushed into the house. As a crush of hysterical torrencers celebrated around her, Louise wept happy tears. Anthony popped the cork on a bottle of wine and began filling glasses and singing out toasts, smiling, said one reveler, like a jackass eating cactus. A moment later, Louis's voice came over the airwaves, calling a greeting to Torrance. But the announcer was mistaken. The judges ruled that it was Lash, not Zamperini, who had won. Deckard had hung on for third. The announcer soon corrected himself, but it hardly dimmed the celebration in Torrance. The hometown boy had made the Olympic team. A few minutes after the race, Louis stood under a cold shower. He could feel the sting of the burns on his feet, following the patterns of his cleats. After drying off, he weighed himself. He had sweated off 3 pounds. He looked in a mirror and saw a ghostly image looking back at him. Across the room, Norman Bright was slumped on a bench with one ankle propped over the other knee, staring at his foot. It, like the other one, was burned so badly that the skin had detached from the sole. He had finished fifth, 2 places short of the Olympic team. By the day's end, Louis had received some 125 telegrams. "Torrance has gone nuts," read one. "Village has gone screwy," read another. There was even one from the Torrance Police Department, which must have been relieved that someone else was chasing Louis. That night, Louis pored over the evening papers, which showed photos of the finish of his race. In some, he seemed to be tied with Lash. In others, he seemed to be in front. On the track, he'd felt sure that he had won. The first three would go to the Olympics. But Louis felt cheated nonetheless. As Louis studied the papers, the judges were reviewing photographs and a film of the 5,000. Later, Louis sent home a telegram with the news. "Judges called it a tie. Leave noon Wednesday for Berlin. We'll run harder in Berlin." When Sylvia returned from work the next day, the house was packed with well-wishers and newsmen. Louis's 12-year-old sister, Virginia, clutched one of Louis's trophies and told reporters of her plans to be the next great Zamperini runner. Anthony headed off to the Kiwanis Club, where he and Louis's Boy Scout master would drink toasts to Louis until 4 in the morning. Pete walked around town to backslaps and congratulations. "Am I ever happy," he wrote to Louis. "I have to go around with my shirt open so that I have enough room for my chest." Louis Zamperini was on his way to Germany to compete in the Olympics, in an event that he had only contested 4 times. He was the youngest distance runner to ever make the team.